Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, October 31st, 2023, 9:09 a.m. on this Halloween morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good. It's going to be a thriller today.
Yes,
it
is.
It's going to be fun.
Yep. Yeah, Halloween is here and should be a lot of fun. Saw a group of kids headed to Monticello City offices. I've got a big to-do going on there, so walking over from the elementary school, and so lots of fun costumes, and it's a great day.
Yeah, it's a Harry Potter extravaganza, I understand.
Yeah, at the Monticello City offices. Yeah, so of course that's happening right now. Of course, there's going to be a ton of events going on throughout the year. Lots of trunk or treat events, and of course trick or treating happening. So yeah, should be a fun day. It's, of course, a good reminder. Of course, most of you probably do know, but if you weren't aware that it's Halloween, make sure that you're really driving careful today and especially this evening. Kids usually start trick-or-treating early, but you know, they'll be there into the night as well. So definitely drive slowly, especially down residential streets, and be on the lookout for some fun costumes.
As you can imagine, this is the funnest night of the year in many ways, but it also could be a tragic night. I think there are more accidents on Halloween involving pedestrians than any other day, and so be so careful out there.
Yep. Take your time, no rush, and have a great Halloween. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. A quick word from a sponsor, Digino Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Once again, it is Halloween. We've got a lot of news for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a big announcement given yesterday. Utah House District 69 representative and Blanding resident Phil Lyman officially announced his bid for Utah governor on October 30th. Representative Phil Lyman, a Republican, announced his candidacy for governor in a one-minute video ad shared on social media platforms on the afternoon of October 30th. That's just yesterday. Sharing the video, Lyman wrote, quote, "If we find ourselves with a government that conjures emergencies to trample our rights, then in our republic we have the right to choose new leaders. I believe we have better roads ahead, and I'm asking my fellow Utahns for your vote for governor," end quote. Lyman's website lists top priorities, including energy independence for Utah and empowering counties. Also listed are families first, individual rights, election integrity, and infrastructure. While in the legislature, Lyman has served as the chair or co-chair of the Conservative Caucus. Before Lyman was elected to the Utah House, he served on the San Juan County Commission. Something highlighted in his ad is while on the County Commission in 2014, Lyman organized an ATV protest ride in Recapture Canyon just outside of Blanding. Trail running through the canyon had been closed to motorized vehicles several years earlier by the Bureau of Land Management, and local residents had grown frustrated by the lack of progress in settling the longstanding issue. The canyon contains Native American cliff dwellings. After being convicted for organizing the ride in 2015, Lyman was sentenced to 10 days in jail and ordered to pay about $96,000 in restitution. Lyman later received a presidential pardon from President Donald Trump in December 2019. And again, that was part of the ad, was highlighting Lyman's time in jail.
Yeah. Well, and just it looks like his theme that he's going to run on is better roads ahead, which is kind of a clever connection. And it was in December of 2020 that he was pardoned, not in 19, right?
Right, after the election. So. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah, 2020. Yeah, right following the elections. Republican incumbent Governor Spencer Cox is running for re-election. Party primaries will be in June 2024 with a general election in November. This was something, you know, that was kind of a suspected move from.
It hasn't been a secret that he was thinking to run.
There was a committee formed of exploring that, and that official announcement came.
They've had a few events too, but this was the official announcement. And boy, a gubernatorial candidate from the Red Rock Country. That's one of the challenges we face in this Four Corners areas. We're a tiny corner of larger states. And so I don't know if anyone has ever run for governor from San Juan County or southeastern Utah. So it's a very interesting day.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it'll be very interesting to see what comes next. But again, that announcement made just yesterday, House Representative for District 69 for the Utah portion of the Red Rock Country. Of course, in this latest redistricting, Grand County was added to San Juan County and the rest of the counties involved in the district that Lyman represents, Kane, Wayne, Garfield, and other parts of other counties. So, very interesting. And, again, the website's got a bunch of listed highlights and priorities. Representative Lyman, should he become the next governor of the state of Utah.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Looking at some other news in the area, just last week, members of the Navajo Nation Council delegates met with Utah Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson at the state capitol in Salt Lake City. The meeting was to advance ongoing efforts to secure funding to pave an existing roadway between the communities of Navajo Mountain and Old Jato. The road improvement project will also connect the community of Navajo Mountain to Blanding. Current efforts are focused on securing $4 million through the Utah State Legislature to complete an environmental impact statement to move the project forward. Project is ongoing. Utah State Senator David Hinkins, as part of that meeting, said that he's been involved in the project since 2009, and every year the cost goes up. In 2021, the project cost $115 million compared to the current range of $141 million up to $200 million to pave the southern route. Senator Hinkins told the group that allowing the Navajo Nation to operate a gravel pit in the area would reduce project costs by approximately 20%, but would also need congressional support. So that's an aspect of that road, again, that's been talked about for some time and gained support. Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin sent a letter to Utah Governor Spencer Cox pledging $1 million to cover a portion of the $4 million project needed for the environmental impact statement. Senator Hinkins said he planned to run an appropriation request for the remaining $3 million. Again, that's a project that's been talked about for some time, but is gaining political will, and be interesting to see if when it moves forward.
Yeah, it's a huge project too. I mean, they need $4 million just for the environmental impacts study. You know, in addition to the actual building the road is.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been a need for that road forever. Mm-hmm. But boy, that's a big project. There's a big price tag. That's big engineering. Lots of logistics to work through. It'll be very interesting to follow that project.
Yeah.
And then they have this spur that goes up and would connect across the San Juan River and connect up to Highway 95 at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the last out in the middle of nowhere areas of the lower 48 states, and that would be quite a project.
Yeah.
And they're gaining momentum too.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, yeah. Navajo Mountain, if you're unaware, is a chapter on the Navajo Nation. The chapter house is located in Utah. It's just north of the Arizona border, but it's in this remote location. You can't get to anywhere else in Utah through Navajo Mountain without first going through Arizona, you know, including Monument Valley and Old Jato, just, you know, a stone's throw, well, not quite a stone's throw, but about, what is it, 20 miles away from as the bird flies, but it takes about 3 hours to drive, and you got to go down through Shonto and
Kayenta,
to actually get there. So it's an extremely remote place in the state that...
It lays claim correctly as the most isolated community in the United States.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty incredible. So, project, like we say, has been talked about for years and seems to be gaining political will, but again, it's still huge hurdles ahead. You know, just getting the money for the environmental impact study has been a challenge, and then that's just a tiny, tiny fraction of the cost of actually building the road. So we'll see what happens there. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings for you this morning. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Win tickets to see Las Vegas versus Kansas City at the Ute Mountain Casino Hotel. Earn entries starting October 15th and ending November 5th. Place a sports wager of $10 or more for an entry. Or, if you're a slots or table games player, you can earn entries simply by playing your favorite game. Drawing will take place on November 5th for NFL merchandise and a set of four tickets to see Las Vegas and Kansas City. Play on November 26th at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, October 31st, 2023, 9:23 a.m. on this Halloween morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Just a quick word from our sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got lots of news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Once again, a bunch of different events going on this evening. A reminder, Halloween, so take it easy as you're out and about driving and traveling, and have a great Halloween evening. Taking a look at some different items. We get these polls every once in a while, or statistics sent to us, including Get CenturyLink sent us this one. It's the most popular Halloween costumes by state in 2023. Again, they use this methodology of using articles gathered about popular costumes in the United States and then analyzed search volumes by using Google Trends throughout each state. So, looking at the different states, top most popular costume in Utah is a witch. In Colorado is a cat. Arizona is a fairy. And New Mexico looks like a skeleton. So those were the top searched costumes in those different states. So anyways, if you have one of those, you might see someone else wearing the same costume as you this evening, I guess.
I think you just ask Disney. I don't know. We're in a phase in this community that I think that Disney costumes predominate, and maybe Marvel.
Yeah.
It's part of Disney now, too, I guess.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Very, very popular. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. There's a bunch of different, like I said, Halloween events happening throughout the Red Rock listening area at the Window Rock, Navajo Nation. President Boo Nigren's hosting a Halloween trunk or treat event from 3 to 7 today. Of course, here in Monticello at the elementary school, they've got the trunk or treat happening at 5:30 this evening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of different events going on throughout the area.
AAA has a few recommendations of what you can do to stay safe. Again, this is a day that everyone wants to enjoy. If you're a motorist, eliminate your distractions. Put down that cell phone. Don't be focused on the road and be focused on trick-or-treaters. Slow down in residential neighborhoods. Look out for children crossing the street and turn your headlights on, even in daylight, just to be that much more visible. If you're a parent, have your kids be bright at night. Those glow sticks are awesome. They're a lot of fun, and they're easy to see. They have reflective tape that you can put on costumes or your treat buckets. An adult or an older child should accompany younger children and instruct children to travel only in familiar areas. If you're a trick-or-treater, stay on the sidewalk. Avoid walking in the street if possible. Look both ways before crossing the street. Cross streets at the corner rather than the middle of the block. And trick-or-treat is a group to be more visible to drivers. If you're going to a party, make sure you have a safe way to get home. And walking impaired can be as dangerous as driving impaired. Have someone go with you. Anyway, if you see a drunk driver on the road, contact local law enforcement. We want to make sure people have a wonderful Halloween, not a tragic one.
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned some of those events. We're able to look up a few others. There's the 8th annual trunk or treat event at the Old Spanish Trail Arena in Grand County. That's from 4 to 6:30. Again, that will be happening at the Old Spanish Trail Arena. That's 36041 South Highway 191 there in Grand County. One thing to note, no pets allowed to attend the event for safety of participants. Looking at another event, trunk or treat event happening this evening, one happening in Montezuma Creek. As part of that, they'll have a best of show trunk residential and commercial happening today. They also, that'll be at the Montezuma Creek Utah Airport Strip. Trunker entry fee is a toy value of $10. Toys for Tots will be raising money for that. So that's for those providing a trunk. Again, it'll be this evening, 4 to 8 p.m. for all ages at the Montezuma Creek Airport Strip. And again, that's just one of several events happening throughout the area. Those reminders Bill gave are really important. Be careful out there and have a safe and happy Halloween. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of our morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Funeral services are announced for Harold Lyman of Blanding, age 92. That'll be Friday, November 3rd at noon at San Juan Mortuary, viewing from 10 to 11:30 that morning. Funeral services for Jane Elizabeth Austin Robinson begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday in Washington, Utah. The viewing on Friday from 5 to 8. Liz, a native of Blanding, passed away on October 28th at the age of 52. And funeral services for Shirlene Blair of Moab begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Spanish Valley Mortuary. There'll be a viewing at noon before the funeral. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families at this time. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Take another break and be right back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Stay up to speed with residential and business e-fiber internet from Emery Telcom. Right now, all new customers get their first 2 months free, plus free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Unlimited data plans starting at $59.95 a month. Residential discounts are available for qualified households. Give us a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit us on the web at emerytelcom.com. Emery Telcom, your local advantage.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, October 31st, 2023, 9:33 a.m. on this Halloween morning, Bill.
The Monster Mash was released in 1962. That's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
The number one song in 1979, 44 years ago today, was Pop Music by M. And that was an annoying song, but number one in the land 44 years ago. On this day in history, October 31st, 1926, maybe interestingly on Halloween, magician and escape artist Harry Houdini died. He was hit in the stomach. And anyway, on this day in 1941, so just a little over a month before Pearl Harbor, work was completed on Mount Rushmore. It took 15 years of work to carve the four presidents in the granite there in the Black Hills of South Dakota. On this day in 1968, President Lyndon Johnson announced that they were going to stop the bombing of North Vietnam. Of course, today is Halloween, one of the funnest nights of the year, and we've talked about that before. No one needs any introduction to Halloween. We've been looking forward to it for weeks, and it's also National Doorbell Day, possibly related to trick-or-treating. National Caramel Apple Day, and National Magic Day. It's also National Knock Knock Joke Day. So here's the knock knock joke. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
Oh. Oh. Man, he got me.
Yeah. Birthdays today. Football coach Nick Saban is 72 years old. Vanilla Ice is 56 years old. Michael Landon was born today in 1936. He died in 1991 at the age of 54. Pancreatic cancer. That was a tragic day. He was Little Joe in Bonanza and Pa in Little House on the Prairie. Comedian John Candy was born on Halloween in 1950. He died in 1994 at the age of 43.
Candy.
John Candy.
Huh.
Yeah. Journalist Dan Rather is 92 years old. And Christopher Columbus would be 572 years old today. He died in 1506. But anyway, that's kind of an interesting list of Halloween birthdays. Other Halloween birthdays locally, Eric Niven and Jacob Shakespeare. Happy birthday to you too. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Just saw some other things wanted to remind folks about. Reminder, there is a 10-hour closure of the Moki Dugway planned for today. It started at 7 a.m., planning to last till 5 p.m. They're doing some paving work there. They've been doing about 30 miles of road work throughout the Valley of the Gods area this season. And yeah, Moki Dugway would be pretty spooky if you tried to get off the top of Cedar Mesa and we're stuck up there. So that road is closed today. They're anticipating till about 5, but I don't know that you'll find many trick-or-treaters out there. But
Highway 261, it's south off of Cedar Mesa, heading down toward Mexican Hat. If you know where the Moki Dugway is, you know. If you know the Moki Dugway, you know where it is. But
yeah,
the spectacular area, it's a state highway, but it's not paved. They're going down the Dugway, so they're doing some road work today.
Yeah, I believe at the base of it, so it's closed. The Dugway is closed. Well, once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. One other, you know, again, we get these studies, and, you know, they give us information, and hard to quantify necessarily, but they ranked the most haunted states in the U.S. They based it on haunted house searches. Ghost hunters or adventures filmed in each state. Haunted locations as reported by Ghost Quest and ghost searches. So again, you know, using search engines and Discovery TV channel shows to rank those top 50
you sound
states.
Skeptical, David.
I am. But who knows? I mean, maybe a ghost will visit me tonight and I'll feel differently. But again, top 50 states ranked, number one, California, two, New York, three, Nevada. I mean, no coincidence that California and New York are at the top when they're right next to where everyone films stuff anyways. So anyways, those are one, two, three, four corner states. Number one, four corner state that is haunted. Coming in at number 10 is Colorado. Number 14 is Utah. And further down the list, New Mexico, 28. If you're feeling spooky, Arizona is the safest, ranked 30th. Oof. So, so that's a ranking of haunted states by airportparkingreservations.com.
I guess that's a credible research organization.
You know, yeah, the top scientists working at airportparkingreservations.com got us this list, and It's bizarre, you know, you start a radio station and they just start sending you stuff like this. At the bottom of the list, you want to guess the bottom three, Bill?
Of the least haunted?
Least haunted, yep.
Hawaii, I don't know.
Hawaii's down there, they're 42. Mississippi's 50, Idaho 49, South Carolina 48.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Man, if you ever been to Charleston, South Carolina, that's a haunted place, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. it's definitely spooky down there. We just got a request to play the Monster Mash. We're going to play that at the conclusion of of the morning show. We're going to finish up the show here, but stick around. We'll play the Monster Mash. We'll play a couple maybe Halloween songs this morning for you to close out the morning show. But once again, we'll take a quick break, go to the on-air job fair, and be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers slash social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card, $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office at triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. From an absolutely full slate of activity this past weekend, the week is suddenly very quiet. But we are eagerly anticipating state tournament action in Utah and Colorado this weekend. First up, the number 2 Monticello Buckaroos will take on number 3 Altamont in the 8-man Utah State football semifinals at Zions Bank Stadium in Harriman Friday at 1 p.m. The 2-time defending champion and number 1 ranked San Juan Broncos face number 5 Summit Academy Saturday morning at 10 in the 2A semifinals, also at Zions Bank Stadium. You'll hear both of those games live right here on Red Rock 92. Colorado 8-man football state tournaments get underway this weekend. Number 1 Mancos will host number 16 Fowler Friday night, and 5th-ranked Dove Creek will host number 12 Vail Christian Saturday afternoon in the first round. And Colorado State volleyball tournaments are also scheduled to begin this weekend. Stay tuned right here for details. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Really glad you joined us this morning. Let's get you the regional sports report now. Arizona Diamondbacks losing yesterday in Phoenix 3-1. So it's spooky Halloween tonight in the World Series. They are down 2-1 in the World Series. Got to get game 4 here on Halloween. 6 o'clock p.m. is the opening pitch. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets playing the Utah Jazz yesterday, getting the 8-point victory, 110-102. Nikola Jokic with his 107th career triple-double, including 27 points. Lauri Markkanen also had a double-double with 27 points and 14 rebounds, but the Nuggets getting the win over the Jazz. Phoenix Suns in action tonight, hosting the San Antonio Spurs. That tips off at 8 o'clock. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Halloween.